Welcome to Intellectual Property Matters. In this WIPO podcast, we explore the fascinating world of creativity, innovation, and intellectual property. Let's listen, learn, and get inspired.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Classroom Conversations, a WIPO Academy series, and I'm joined today by Pilar Montero. She's an intellectual property professor and the director of the International Master's Degree in Intellectual Property and Digital Innovation at the University of Alicante in Spain. Today, Pilar will explain the basics of geographical indications and how this form of intellectual property, or IP for short, is important for many industries, like the food industry. So to start off, let me ask a very basic question to help our listeners just better understand. What exactly is a geographical indication, or GI for short? What type of product or service is it relevant for? Can you let us know?
I think geographical indication is around us, and we can see that the use of geographical name to identify a product is a very old practice. We can see geographical indication even in the Bible, in Greece, and in Rome. For instance, we can think about the Corinthian bronze, the Carrara marble, the Emperor Caesar in Rome received with wine amphor with indication of the region of provenance, etc. So we as consumers very used to recognize peculiar flavors or qualities or even certain products that came from different locations. And we are facing an intellectual property right, and sometimes it's a right more difficult for consumers and for producers to identify because of the different options we have in practice and also because of the evolution this right suffered. We can perhaps highlight that geographical indications are a result of the tradition and the culture of the countries. When we travel, we always like to buy typical products of the area. If I go to Spain, I will buy jamón serrano. If I go to India, I will buy a sari. If I go to Colombia, I will take perhaps a wagyu bag. Why? Because those products are special for us. They are the result of a know-how, a tradition, a culture, and we like to have a piece of this culture or a piece of this know-how with us. In this sense, geographical indication highlight the specific qualities of products due to local tradition in the product place of origin, and this usually includes a specific manufacturing skills and tradition. Geographical indication are a distinctive sign, similar to trademark but with many differences, with two main functions. First of all, geographical indication guarantee to consumer the geographical origin of goods, and also guarantee the special qualities inherent to those products. In this regard, they can benefit consumers and producers, but they have also other functions. Those signs are a way to increase the quality of the products, they can promote diversification of production, and in this regard, we can see that we are facing a mechanism for territorial integration and to promote the cultural identity of a nation.
Can we find GIs everywhere in every country, or is it limited to specific parameters, let's say?
Identifies certain products with their place of origin and tradition is an historical practice, and it's a global phenomenon. But the legal protection depends on the history and the tradition of each country. This special sign is very close to different countries' tradition, and we can see in the Mediterranean culture, GIs as a very common practice in Spain, France, Greece. But for the same reason, we can find a very important tradition of GIs for craft products in other countries as India, Mexico, Colombia, etc. The legal protection of those signs depend on the history and the tradition of each country. We can see geographical indication as an IP right, or those signs can also be protected by special product regulation. We can have other systems, like particularly to use the trademark regulation, but this will be a different one, or finally to protect those names only by unfair competition. But if we want to achieve the benefits I mentioned at the beginning, protect tradition, cultural heritage of the countries, the best approach is the system of geographical indication. And we can highlight that in the recent years, we are observing an increase in the number of countries that are implementing this particular intellectual property right, such as, for instance, the Philippines in October 2022.
As a consumer, when I'm in the market the next time, how can I identify a product with a geographical indication type of protection. Are there any signs I should look for?
It's true that consumers can sometimes get confused a little bit when identify geographical indication products, particularly, I think, due to the lower degree of uniformity across the countries. But this is changing. This is improving over the time, as more and more countries are incorporating this specific system. Nevertheless, it's true also that consumer can also be confused because of some time in the market. It's usual to find products using similar words, such as origin, you know, Swiss origin or country flags with word referring to the region. And this could be also because in the different regulation we can find sometimes two definitions, as in the case in several countries, differentiating designation of origin and geographical indication. And sometimes it's true that the consumer may not know the difference. In this regard, it's very important to differentiate GIs from other quality schemes and also differentiate these GIs from trademark. If we are a consumer, we need to know that we have different options to identify GIs in the market. Usually, national laws require designation of origin or geographical indication, so we need to see this name, those words, in the product. We buy in Spain queso manchego, it will be with the protected designation of origin, queso manchego. It's also common to have logos in order to help the consumers to identify the protected product. And this is the case also at the European Union. We have two logos for each one of the categories. But in many other countries, we can see those logos for geographical indication, as is the case for Chile, Colombia, China, India, among many others. So we need to see if we have those logos in order to certify we are buying a geographical indication product.
But those logos, they are not the same as a trademark, for example,
because that could be
confusing.
Yes. Again, it's true that we are facing different intellectual property rights. So we need to understand that geographical indication is a different IP right if we compare with trademark. They have different functions. In this regard, it's true that we need to take into account that we have different kind of trademark. We have individual trademark, collective trademark, usually certification or warranty trademark, and geographical indication. And in order to know the differences and understand very well the signs in the logos in our products, we need to take into account that, first of all, individual trademark will be different. Their function is to inform consumer about the business origin of this product. And it's true that sometimes they can have several functions, but the essential function, the first one, is to inform us about the producers. If we face a collective trademark, we have a trademark who will inform us as a consumers about the business origin of a product, but when this product comes from a group of producers, let's say an association. For instance, the Association of Sustainable Farmers of a Village may have a collective trademark that indicates that the products marked with that mark will come from farmers who are members of this association. And finally, we can also find warranty or certification trademark in many countries. In this case, the use of the trademark indicates to consumer that the product has certified characteristics, that this product is vegan or organic. Regarding GI's products, it's possible to have different signs. First of all, the sign, if we have a GI product, we will have the GI sign, the GI logos, informing consumers that the product is covered by a designation of origin. That could be the case in the same product. We can have a collective trademark informing consumers that the producer is a member of the association of producers of that designation of origin. Consejos, consorcio in Italy, it depends on the countries. It's also possible to include in the same product a certification mark, indicating that the product fulfills different requirements. And finally, we will use always an individual trademark in order to inform consumers that the products come from a particular producer. So I think we can see the complementarity of the different signs in the market and the importance for us as a consumers to identify all of them. We need to be more attentive, I think, when we buy products on the supermarket. And I think as consumers, we are more and more concerned about the things and the qualities and the ingredients of the products we buy on the supermarket. So I think those signs, all of them, I mean, trademark and geographical indication, can help us a lot in this choice.
I've noticed this again in the supermarket. GI products usually tend to be more expensive than non-GI products. And why are we paying more for that?
Yes, that's so true. Those products are usually more expensive when we buy it in the supermarket. But this is because the producer will have higher requirements. And he has to be regularly controlled by official authorities, and that's also the value of geographical indication producers. If a producer of a cheese wants to benefit of a GI, imagine if they would like to use Parmigiano Reggiano in order to put it in the cheese, he needs to fulfill several obligations set out in the product specification. And if the producer does not comply with those specifications, he may not use the name. And we will see that the specification of GI products set out many requirements regarding traditional production processes, raw material, etc. It's also for that reason that this particular intellectual property right warranted to consumers higher quality of the products and also the confidence to support local production, usually sustainable products, and also the preservation of the tradition and the local employment. So those producers will have more obligation than the others, and it's for that reason that the product will be more expensive.
If I'm a cheese producer or a local producer and I want to benefit from geographical indications, how would I go about that? What are the steps I should take?
One thing I would like to highlight regarding geographical indication, and I think it's different in several countries if you compare with trademark, is that geographical indication usually needs a registration. So in order to benefit of those different legal regime, we need to register the geographical indication. And it's true that geographical indication have a registration procedure that is usually quite complex and usually also longer than a trademark. This takes time for different reasons. Particularly, we need to know that we will need to have an agreement between producers because we are facing a collective right. So we need to have this agreement with the different producer, for instance, cheese producer, as you mentioned, because we need to also have an agreement regarding the product specification, the different steps we need to respect in order to produce that cheese. Regarding the duties, all the producers need to know that they will have to respect certain procedures and controls. And it's also for that reason that they need to agree in those controls and to have the different mechanisms in order to control the different steps of the production process. There are also many, many other steps, but we need to know that we need to respect and to fulfill different steps in the several countries because we don't have the same structure in all the countries, but usually it's longer than the trademark in order to respect and to guarantee the different steps we need to fulfill if we are a geographical indication producers.
It's quite the process, and maybe a producer is thinking, is this worth all the efforts? What do you think? Like, what advice can you get there?
Yes, I will definitely just say yes for many reasons. First of all, it's true that you need an agreement with the other producer, but you will have big benefits. Why? Because you will have the protection of the name of this product and you will have usually national public support in order to help you regarding this process. First of all, it depends on the different countries, but usually you have public support in order to do this registration and also in the market after when you are producing and you are selling your product by geographical indication. You will benefit from a collective reputation. You will benefit of a tradition and usually a traditional knowledge. So you will have a know-how and a reputation. And in this regard, I think it's good and very useful for the different producers to have this kind of value in order to offer the product to the consumers. I need to highlight also that you can sell your products with a higher price, which will bring a benefit for you as a producer. So I think from marketing point of view also, it will be a big asset for you if you are a producer to have the geographical indication because this can help you and your region to improve value of your products.
I think it's quite convincing on the different types of benefits for producers. If a producer goes through the efforts and starts benefiting from GIs, how long do GI rights last for? Because different IP rights last for different amounts of time. So just so that maybe a producer who doesn't know could have an idea for that.
It's true that we need to see the different regulation in the different countries, but usually one also of the benefits of the GIs, if we compare with trademark, is that we can have this right forever. I mean, we don't need to renew. It's true that it depends. Sometimes we need to renew because it's not the same in the different countries, but it's very common to have this right forever, I mean, without any other obligation. Of course, it's true that we need to use the geographical indication, but in this case, it's also a little bit different if we compare with trademark, because usually we will have more time in order to prove that we are using the geographical indication. So we have less burdens if we compare with the trademark regarding those geographical indication products. And also, another benefit regarding the protection is that geographical indication will have a broader protection in the mark if we compare with trademark. So I think we can see that they will have more benefits, and those benefits are a consequence of the protection of the traditional knowledge, of the cultural heritage of the countries.
I wanted to ask if you have any final pieces of advice that you would give both producers and consumers on the market.
Of course. I think if you are a producer and you need to observe if you have a product that can benefit from this protection. And in this case, if you have it, it will be very useful for you to try to register this geographical indication. Because in this case, you need to know that you could benefit from a collective success and also a higher price. But in order to do so, I advise you to consult experts to help you to know how to register and also how to do this process, because as I mentioned, it's a complicated process and also usually takes time and need agreements with other producers and authorities, etc. You will need an expert advice as a producer on the strategy to follow with regard to trademark and GIs, because usually you will have both. You will have trademark for your product and the GIs. Otherwise, if you don't have an expert advice, you can have problems with your trademarks and perhaps also with the GIs. So it will be really very useful for you as a producer to have an expert advice. And the consumers, I think it will be nice to highlight that it's very important to learn how to identify the different signs of the products in the market. It's also useful for us as consumers to know the benefits of the different GIs products, particularly nowadays. We have lots of concern regarding the products we buy at the supermarkets, and we need to understand that if we select GI products, we are supporting quality production, we are supporting the preservation of the culture and the tradition, and also the local production. So I think we will have products with many benefits if we compare with other kind of products. Finally, I would like also to highlight that we are often making visible and valuable women's competences buying those kind of products. I think also it could be a good reason.
Can you elaborate more on the gender elements of GIs?
Usually, when we talk about the geographical indication products, they are made in the very little regions and very little villages. And usually, the people in charge of this production are a woman. And in this regard, sometimes they are not very visible because they are, I am thinking of the Guayu bag in Colombia. They are made by a collectivity of women. And in this case, making visible this know-how and this process of production in this case of the Guayu bag, we can make visible the work of those women, and we can also help them to improve their method of production and also improve the value of these products and also the value of the region in this regard. So I think it's a very good example in order to see how those intellectual property rights can help the different regions or the different countries in order to improve their local employment and cultural heritage.
I think it's very good to empower women in any way we can, especially through intellectual property. That example that you gave was pretty powerful. So I was wondering, is that your favorite example of a GI, or do you have a favorite GIs?
I have lots of favorite GIs, because as GIs are so close to the countries, to the tradition and to the characteristic of the people of the different countries, it's really difficult to find only one. But it's true that I gave you this example, but I have many others, and particularly perhaps in Europe, we have lots of examples regarding wine that I like very much, because they are very important for our culture, and we can have this traceability of the wines in the whole history, which I think it is very interesting for us in order to know the importance of the geographical indication and the relationship between the countries had in the more or less the golden age of the wine industry in our country. It started in the 19th century with an agreement between France and Spain in order to solve some problems caused by the phylloxera in this moment. So in this regard, we can see those geographical indications as a tool to help the countries to improve the wine industry. And it has been a very well-known case in order to understand the power and the importance of the geographical indication in the world. And I can also share another example regarding the importance of the public help to the different geographical indication and how this can help the region. I can pair to a green gold variety of oregano in Chile, the oregano of the Putri foothills that was introduced in Chile by the first Spanish coming at the very beginning. And this green gold is a variety of oregano widely used in gastronomy, as we can know, and is distinguished from other oregano by this intense aroma and the powerful green color and the flavor. The problem of this oregano were that the product is dried outdoors and the production area of the oregano is high altitude in the Chilean highlands with a large temperature variation between the day and the night. And therefore, the Chilean office prepared a report in order to help with new technologies how to solve those problems. And this report was designed under the logic of appropriate technology, low-cost technology for simpler problems. So I think it's a very good example in order to see how public institutions, public offices can help the producer in order to improve their products and take the benefits of the geographical indication.
One last question before we wrap up, just because I'm curious. What was the first GI that you had to deal with that introduced you kind of to this field? Was there like a first case that you're like, oh, this is what inspires me to work in this field?
Ooh. I don't know. It's difficult to say because I have so many different cases. I have been involved with two important cases in Spain, and I think the first one I can mention could be the jamón de jabugo de Huelva. I followed the case of this geographical indication with different problems in order to do the registration with the name. It's also very important to choose the name of the geographical indication, and also after the how to deal with the protection in other fields, not only for the same product, but also for others. That's a very big problem for the reputation of geographical indication. So perhaps that could be one of them. But of course, I have tons of examples of geographical indication. It's a challenge for me to find only one of them.
Of course. Well, thank you so much, Pilar. This has been very insightful. And this brings us to the end of our classroom conversation for today. I also want to thank our curious listeners for tuning in, and we'll catch you all next time on Classroom Conversations.